This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
It is absolutely necessary that we all get together, we work together, we respect each other, we like and love each other.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is it. Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37, no, make that 38 plus years now, of knocking out the competition. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, hey, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So supposedly, allegedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? The average fan, you know a little bit more. So I open up the toll-free at the top of each hour just for you. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You can impart on the show if you like and come on the air, or you can send me a guilt-free, no-commitment text line. The text number, 415-275-1613. The more popular way of contacting me, the text number here, 415-275-1613. Well, straight up, David Benavidez, of course, is the monster from Mexico. Still undefeated. Went 12 rounds with Caleb Plant last week. Poor Caleb Plant played a, how can I put this? He played a pivotal role in 168-pound history because, guess what? Canelo Alvarez knocked him out. So, he knocked out Canelo. Canelo knocked him out, blah, blah. Bottom line is, this fight's going to go down. I'm talking about Canelo Alvarez and David Benavidez, probably in September. Canelo can say all he wants. He's going to fight John Ryder in May. And guess what? In case John Ryder can't make it, Daniel in the other room will show up and make the wait. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your
your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your first furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you own a business with employees and have not received your COVID ERTC payroll refund of up to $26,000 per employee, you need to act fast as time is running out. ERTCfiling.com has helped thousands of businesses across the country receive over $500 million in government funds. This is not a loan and you do not have to pay it back. ERTCfiling.com consultants will make the process fast and easy and at a fee of less than 2%. Let ERTCfiling.com show you the money. Go to ERTCfiling.com to see how you qualify.
Fees are at fixed rates per quarter qualified, 2% based on total leverage rates.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The guitar, the mighty Tower of Power. Of course, check them out, towerofpower.com. I'm looking here at a February 20th, 1989 edition of Flash Magazine. It was issue number 19. They started the magazine, I believe, in 1988. Of course, it was the sister publication to the mother publication, Boxing Update Magazine, which was actually the boxing trade paper for about 15 or 20 years before the internet came along. Straight up. But I'm looking at this, and I find the interview that I did with Ray Leonard in 1989. We were checking out, clubbing it with Ray Leonard, clubbing it. That's right. I was at a club in Las Vegas digging it with Ray. But the bottom line is, those are some good times, no doubt about it. Ray Charles Leonard, I think the best athlete to ever perform in a boxing ring, and pound for pound, the best welterweight of all time. And that includes the great, late, great Sugar Ray Robinson. People say to me, how can you say that, Paige? Well, let me tell you, Ray Robinson himself told me face-to-face, June 13th, I think 1984, to get the date to be exact for you, Las Vegas, Nevada, the fourth floor of the Aladdin Hotel, and he told me that Ray is a faster, harder-hitting version of himself. So if he's saying that about Ray Leonard, if he's giving those accolades like that out to Ray Leonard, bottom line is I think that Ray Robinson, even Ray Robinson knew that at welterweight, Ray Leonard was a greater fighter than Ray Robinson was. Straight up, we can go back and forth about that all day. Let's bring in Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. And as you name drop Ray Robinson, I can't help but be jealous of just the boxing life you live, brother. You've hung out with Muhammad Ali. You've met Ray Robinson. You're cool with Sugar Ray Leonard. You ran Roberto Duran. I envy you.
Yeah. You know what? But in each of those instances, there was some anxiety involved.
I mean, sheesh.
There just was. You get up to run with Alexis Arguello, and you think, holy cow, man, I'm going to run like, we're going to run like deer, right? And he ran like a turtle. I mean, that's the best way to put it. Anyway, I'm going to start out this show. We'll talk David Benavidez in the next segment, but I'm going to start off this show talking about the world heavyweight champion, Tyson Fury, 33-0. Well, the one draw, of course, to Deontay Wilder. He erased that with two wins after that. But I'm going to go back to 2015. Vladimir Klitschko, 11-28-2015, November 28, 2015. Tyson Fury and Vladimir Klitschko vie for the World Heavyweight Championship, of course, in Dusseldorf, Germany. And Tyson Fury wins a 12-round unanimous decision. Okay. Since then, he's beaten a guy named Christian Hammer, Derek Chisora, we'll mention him again, Joey Abell, oh boy, Steve Cunningham,
can't hold my breath on that one. I don't even know who Steve was. Anyway, Kevin Johnson, who was that? The journeyman from over here. Vinny Maldoni, Martin Rogan. I mean, do I need to keep going? Yeah, I'll keep going. Nevin Palik, Nicole Flirta, Derek Chisora again, Marcelo Nascimento, Zach. I mean, who are these guys? Is this tight? Let me look at this. I want to make sure this is right. So this is the world heavyweight champion. He's fought nothing but bums almost his entire career. Since, take that back. I went the wrong way on that one. Hold on. Since he fought Klitschko, he's fought Sefer Seferini, Francisco Planta, Deontay Wilder, Tom Schwartz, Otto Wallen. God, I went backwards on that one. Deontay Wilder, Dillian White, Derek Chisora. Bottom line is, he hasn't fought anybody in 8 years but Deontay Wilder.
You know what? The resume on Tyson Fury is starting to get suspect. And the fact that the shenanigans going on with the unification not happening, you can't help but point the finger that it's Tyson Fury's fault. Now, some people can say, hey, you know, Alexander Usyk's never going to make that type of payday. Well, he made a good payday when he fought Anthony Joshua the last time out. There has to be some accountability on Tyson Fury's part. Alexander Usyk's bargaining chip is he holds two belts. You know, he's not a schmo. That fight not happening, you have to blame Tyson Fury and his camp. You can also say that it's probably also some sort of gamesmanship and to build up the fight even more. I'm not buying it. I gotta wave my finger at Tyson Fury and say, bad job. This fight should be made.
You know, he beat Joshua twice. I mean, I think he made a statement. Of course, Joshua, the 2012 Olympic gold medalist, the guy that I was real high on, much like I was high on David Price. Do you remember David Price? He was 6'7" from the UK. He couldn't lick a snap if he wet his tongue.
Yeah, David Price. He definitely fell short.
He was a guy, but I invested everything in him. I said, oh, this is going to be the guy from the UK. This is going to be him. Because I can't, listen, I still can't fathom a guy 6'7" not being able to fight. I just can't imagine it.
It's hard to, yeah, it's like, you know, you have all these God-given gifts and just there's something not right. You know, it's you see it in a lot of sports, right? Guys have all the physical abilities, but it's from the neck up, and sometimes it's what's, you know, the ticker, right? Do you have the heart and the desire to be great, you know, the dedication? And definitely David Price is one of those guys that falls into that.
Okay, so I went 8 fights before he won the title, and I went to showed all his resume after winning the title. I'm talking about Tyson Fury. Of course, the Oleg Usyk fight appears to be falling apart. Maybe it's just time for Tyson Fury to go away. And you know what? I mean, retiring heavyweight champion, 33-0-1, we'll put an asterisk next to that one because of the fact that he's been a little bit flaky and he's had his cocaine issues and there's been a lapse in his heavyweight championship reign and things like that, at least in my mind. But, you know, how can I put it? He's just like, he's 6'9". I can't imagine, again, I can't imagine being scared of anybody, or especially a guy that's 6'2". I mean, I was in the boxing gym the other day. I wasn't boxing, but I was in the boxing gym the other day, and I sized up against a guy that was 118 pounds, just for the hell of sizing up against him, okay? And this could have never been a fight.
You know, I don't think it's fear. I think it's Tyson Fury just being a diva. I think he's kind of happy being a celebrity. You know,
the cocaine got to his head.
Maybe cocaine or but you know,
fame.
The fight has to happen. You know, the fight just has to happen. It's a bad look. You know, no one wants to see another fight with Deontay Wilder. Certainly, you know, Joe Joyce seems to be the logical opponent, the easiest fight to make, and not a knock on Joe Joyce, but you know, no one's screaming, I want to see Fury and Joyce.
But here's what's up. But it will do record numbers in the UK, and I think that's all they give a spit about.
That is true. Hey, the UK is a hotbed. You know, they support their fighters. It will be a domestic mega fight. And, you know, Joyce is an undefeated fighter, you know, but that's not what the world wants to see. The world wants to see Usyk and him find out who is once and for all the best in the world. No asterisk. No, oh, but this guy has the IBF. No, we want to see one heavyweight champion. And
I went into the gym specifically to size a junior welterweight up against a bantamweight. Okay, that's what I wanted to do, size-wise. Okay, and it just, I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It's a mismatch in size. If Tyson Fury was to go out there and try to impose his will just from the very get-go, I think he could just mow Mr. Usyk down. I mean, you put him in a corner and you start throwing. What's he going to do?
No, and it's not just size. Tyson Fury could fight. You know, it's also the skills. You know, you put a guy who's going to outweigh someone by 25, 30 pounds easily.
50! 50!
Yeah, yeah, you know, and whatever Usyk balloons up, it's fake weight, right? It's built up weight. It's not natural weight, you know. It's not the same as a naturally bigger man. And despite Usyk's skills, I just can't see him physically being able to handle Tyson Fury for 12 rounds. He would have to fight the perfect fight, and Tyson Fury would have to have a really off night. He'd have to get old overnight. And why the fight's not happening, you got to blame Fury. You got to blame Top Rank. You got to blame Frank Warren. Those are the people in charge, right?
Yeah, well, yes, but this, you know, I guess there's money elsewhere. If there wasn't more money elsewhere, they would do this. You and I know that. If there wasn't, there's a scheme to make some more money somewhere else.
Absolutely, and the safer way. In a safer way, a less risk, you know.
Okay, speaking of risk, Roy Jones is coming back. I heard. Did you hear about that?
Unfortunately, yes. He's fighting at 54 years of age on a fight show promoted Game Bread by Jorge Masvidal. He's getting into the boxing business. He's fighting Gary Pettis.
Anthony Pettis. Anthony Pettis is one in shape dude, and that's what's scary. Anthony Pettis is one in shape dude. I mean, he's a fitness freak. You know, I don't know what his chin's like or anything like that, but the bottom line is Pettis is going to give him a run for his money. I think at 54.
Yeah, and Pettis is a lot younger. And although Pettis is definitely on the decline in his MMA career.
You start declining the age. You start declining when your career begins in MMA. No. From the damage taken. Listen, even in those fights that you get early on, you know, when you're 3-4 and all that kind of stuff. Even those fights, the damage taken, I think we can't value it yet. We can't put a number next to it yet. We just don't know. But I think the beatings these guys take, and because I'm seeing them now, and a lot of scrambled eggs coming out of the world of mixed martial arts as far as pugilistic dementia is concerned. Anyway, Daniel, let's roll to a break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the other side, we'll talk about, of course, the monster. Is it a monster? 12 rounds, of course, with Canelo Plant last week, of course. Canelo Alvarez waiting in the wings, or is he? And what about this guy, Ryder, John Ryder? Is he just a stiff? What's going on with that? Straight up Canelo fighting May the 6th in Guadalajara, New Mexico. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems.
My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I just told him, you know, man to man, sorry for all the trash talk that we went at each other. You know, we're talking a lot of shit to each other. You know, a lot of it, I'm not going to say it wasn't necessary, because it was necessary, because this fight was huge. You know, it was a huge fight. And sometimes that's what you need to bring the best out of the two men. At the end of the day, I don't want to hold no grudges against nobody. I'll only do that unless we're building a fight or something. But after that, there's no need. You know, I'm not that type of guy. I've never been that type of guy. So I have nothing respect for Caleb Plant. And, you know, I'm happy he gets to go home to his family safe.
I know, but your father talked about his kid, his deceased kid. You stepped over the line there. Bottom line is, that is David Benavidez, the monster. Yes, verbally, of course, and physically. Now 27-0, a 12-round decision winner, 23 KOs. Did not stop Mr. Plant. Of course, that's something that Canelo Alvarez fans are jumping up and down about. But the bottom line is, Caleb Plant will be the last significant win on the resume of Canelo Alvarez. Take my word for that. Anyway, Caleb Plant now 22-2, 13 KOs. Of course, goes 12 rounds. Benavidez 27 and zip. Scores were, you know, I mean, the scores, they were like one-sided. I thought they were. And you can't walk away and say to yourself, well, maybe Caleb Plant won that fight. No, Caleb Plant didn't win that fight. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, Caleb Plant was doing well. Doing well in winning fights. Listen, you don't win fights taking shots. You win fights throwing shots. You don't win fights taking shots. And the bottom line is, when you talk about David Benavidez, here we go with this post-fight interview we're talking about, straight up, he says to me, you can hear him talking to you, you know, I want Canelo Alvarez. I want to be great.
I said that we weren't going to end the beat, but, you know, we fought like warriors in the ring, and this guy's a hell of a fighter.
You're a hell of a fighter as well. So what, baby?
Thank you. And I'm happy that we gave the fans the best rivalry of the year, the best rivalry of the past 5 years, so I'm just very happy.
Is your hand all right? You still have your glove on.
No, I haven't had time to take it off.
Oh, okay. All right. There was a lot of holding in this fight. And it threw off your rhythm early. And then the referee never gave him a warning or anything. So you finally had to accommodate and just get used to it. How distracting and difficult was that?
Exactly. Kenny Bayless is a hell of a referee, but he didn't give Caleb Plant no warnings. Not the whole fight. But, I mean, it is what it is. I still had to work through it. He's a tough fighter, man. How to figure out a way to get around that, but, you know, we gave the fans a hell of a fight.
Were you concerned you were getting too far behind early on?
No, I know I had to take it. I had to take it step by step, round by round. You know, Taylor Pine is a tough fighter. He's not gonna give you everything in the first couple rounds, so you're gonna have to find him. But I feel like I just didn't show that I was a great power puncher tonight. I showed I had defense, head movement, and I was able to move around the ring and cut the ring really good.
Were you surprised that Caleb stayed on his feet?
Yeah, I hit him with a lot of hard shots. I mean, I would talk
But you know, I like this guy now, so I don't want to keep it going.
There was a lot of hatred and a lot. He seemed to get under your skin, quite frankly, before this fight. Why did it bother you so much?
Because we were never going to settle until we got into the ring. But we got into the ring, we settled it like men. I took his hardest shots, he took my hardest shots. The good thing is we're still standing at the end of the day.
The cut that you inflicted in the eighth round, do you think that inhibited him the rest of the fight?
I think it was I was catching with a lot of power shots, and then that's why I'm called the Mexican Monster. This guy keep coming like a monster.
Well, how much does this validate you now to get the fight, since everybody had been avoiding you, and now are you the guy truly at 168?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, I have a lot of respect for Canelo Alvarez, but he has to give me that shot now. That's what everybody wants to see, me versus Canelo. Let's make it happen in September.
You think he's trying to avoid you?
What?
You believe he's trying to avoid you?
I don't think he's trying to avoid me. I just believe he has a lot of options. But now the fans have been calling for this fight. The legends have been calling for this fight. So let's make it happen.
David, congratulations. Terrific.
Thank you. Y le quiero dar las gracias a toda la gente que me vinieron a apoyar esta noche. Los quiero mucho. Viva México y viva Ecuador también. Muchas gracias.
Benavidez, a monster, still undefeated, 27 zip, 23 KOs. You know, Socrates Palmer, of course, boxing's PhD, is on the line from the Bronx. And, Soc, I got to tell you, I might have stopped that fight after 10 rounds. If I was in the corner. See, here's what's up. I know once you're beating on somebody and like, the tune has been established at this point in time, after 10 rounds, I didn't think Caleb Plant was going to come back and knock out David Benavidez. In other words, he was just fighting to go the distance. And that's where I think the undue punishment comes along. Am I ruining the game?
I can't argue with you. Although Caleb Plant did have he showed a lot of heart and he showed a really good 11th round. His dad in the corner, and you almost saw like he was wilting away. And Caleb Plant, despite his last win, when he knocked out Durrell, his reputation is not being a one punch knockout guy. And it would have taken a miraculous, one shot, you know, to get him back into that fight or to win. I can't argue with you. He took a beating, but he also showed a lot of heart, a lot of grit.
But what I'm leading to is this is what causes injuries. This is what causes residual effects that are unnecessary. We knew after 10 rounds who was going to win the fight. Why do we need to go another 6 minutes?
Yeah, you know what? You make a valid point, especially now in this modern era that we definitely
CTE,
have to
CTE, baby.
Yeah, we err on the side of caution, but it also, you know, the drama of why the sport is so popular. You know, a guy like Arturo Gatti, a guy, you know, Matthew Saad Muhammad, you know, those guys, warriors, and there is that puncher's chance, right? But, you know, and it wasn't like Caleb Plant was just quitting. You know, he was trying. And like I said, he had a good 11th round, but if you tell me that, hey, his corner probably should have not let him come out for the last two rounds, I can't blame you. I don't want to take away too much or give too much attention, but I'm glad that we're not talking about Kenny Bayless as the lead story, because you talk about having a bad night. Kenny Bayless, respectfully, he's 72 years of age.
How old is he now? He's 72?
72.
You know what? Hey, listen, referees should are like milk cartons. They should have expiration dates.
100%. Kenny Bayless is a good man. He should not be in the middle of a big time fight anymore. He should be doing clinics. He could be a supervisor.
Okay, we're running up. Time out. We're running up here in a heartbreak. Let me mention this. Okay, we talk about this 11th, 12th round. It's the 13th and the 14th and the 15th rounds that used to kill guys in the old days. Let me tell you, Ken Norton, Muhammad Ali, Joe Frazier, and James Ellis. Four guys right there. I know they had CTE. Four guys I know right there that suffered brain damage. What I'm trying to tell you is George Foreman is probably the only one that walked away from that essentially unscathed.
That is amazing, yes. He's got all his faculties, and he's made more money than anyone.
Sold that grill. Larry Merchant told me he sold the grill for $135 million.
George Foreman is probably the smartest man to ever lace up gloves, you know, at least after 40 years of age. And he's got a movie coming out, which is good. It's good to give a guy his flowers while he's still alive.
Okay, of course, James Bonecrusher Smith had a, did have a, he was American born, he did have a college degree, so he might argue with that as far as the smartest heavyweight of all time is concerned. Now, Mr. Ramirez did a job on Richard Comey last week. Richard Comey went to Fresno and didn't fare well.
Yeah, you kind of expected that. You know, it was definitely probably the last time Richard Comey is going to be headlining about, or you know, at least be on the B side, and Top Rank did what they wanted to do. They got Ramirez back into the win column, and you know he'll be back in the title picture soon. You have to do that, right? You got to rebuild the guy after taking a beating like he did against Josh Taylor.
Okay, 1 week from today, we'll be talking about Shakur Stevenson, of course, the undefeated lad, now 135 pounds, and a WBC title eliminator at 135 against Shakuro Yoshino. Now, I keep saying Shakuro Yoshino is a Japanese stiff. Tell me why he isn't.
I'd be lying if I said that I know much about him, but I do know one thing. He's undefeated. I don't think he's coming to necessarily embarrass himself. Japanese fighters tend to be pretty fundamentally sound. Proud and fundamentally sound. I don't think this guy's going to come here to lay down to Shakur Stevenson. Shakur's fighting in, it's a hometown fight in Jersey. Shakur Stevenson has distractions outside of boxing. Maybe that catches up to him. Sometimes guys, when they come home, they don't have the best performance, and if he gives a B-level performance, you never know. This is boxing. Anything can happen.
Straight up. Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, you have a wonderful week, young man.
You too, my friend. Enjoy. Let's see what Anthony Joshua has left. I'm picking an upset. I'm picking Franklin.
Okay. Picking Franklin. That's interesting because I was going to that after the break. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. An upset has been. Listen, you picked an upset last week. It didn't go too well. You remember the one you picked? The one across the pond for the WBO Cruiserweight title? I lost him. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. This is the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, April 1st, 2023. My name is Pedro Fernandez, of course, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio race. Looks like the Stephen Fulton, Nanoa Inouye fight has been rescheduled. Looks like that's going to go down in July. We'll talk about that maybe on tomorrow's show. Of course, the Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide is going to go deep into the world of CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Bottom line is, I didn't say it perfectly, but I got it up. Excuse me. Pretty close right there. We're talking about brain damage. Brain damage, how it happens in contact sports, especially the NFL, combat sports, meaning boxing, both and MMA. We'll talk about that. We'll try to bring in Dr. Netan Seti, the head doctor of the New York State Athletic Commission. We'll spend some time with John Bray. John Bray has just been to the Mayo Clinic and has some issues regarding the residual effects of professional boxing. We'll talk with former heavyweight contender John Bray. We'll get in deep tomorrow as far as the world of CTE is concerned. But Stephen Fulton, is he a live underdog? People think he is. July 25th, of course, going to go down across the pond. Remember, it was going to happen like a... I was going to buy tickets to Japan, and they were too expensive. I mean, I was going back and forth with all these different websites, you know, trying to get a good fare, this and that, and it just was a bit of a ripoff. It cost me a couple of grand to go over and watch that fight, and then they postponed it. So anyway, bottom line is I lucked out on that one because nobody wants to end up going on a trip where the fight ain't happened. I had to do that once. It wasn't pretty. I went to Mexico. I had a great time. I went to Mexico City. It was a big fight scheduled for Mexico City, and it got postponed. And this was back in the days when you couldn't, if you bought tickets and you paid for them in cash, like in advance, like got a low fare, this and that, you either went or you forfeited the money in the hotel. It was done. So I had to go down there, spent 3 days in Mexico. I had a great time without a doubt, but I didn't really want to go. I had to go. Bottom line is, so this fight in Tokyo, Japan is going to be for a sold-out arena. You got to figure any arena they put this in is going to sold out. It's going to be called the Ariake Arena in Kotu, according to BoxRec.com. But, of course, Inouye 24 and zip, undefeated. Of course, the reign in 118 pounds is over. He's stepping up to 118 pounds to fight against Stephen Fulton. Fulton's a formidable foe, but, you know, he doesn't punch all that well. So I sort of think he's got flaws. I don't care how big he gets between fights. In other words, after the weigh-in, there was supposedly he weighs in, like, at 122 pounds and goes up to, like, 140 pounds or something like that. I don't care. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, but not when you're fighting a fighter. I think that's got a better skill level than you. I'm talking about Nanoa and Noy. Now, let's talk about today's fights. Of course, the big fight across the pond. I'm not a big fan of Anthony Joshua. I'm just not. I mean, at one point in time, I thought he was like a God's gift to boxing. I mean, let me tell you, the guy was 6'7", black, he had a pretty face, no scars, never been cut. I mean, unblemished record, 2012 Olympic gold medals. What couldn't you like about him? Until he opened his mouth. When he opened his mouth, he came out to be an egotistical idiot, okay? And I think you talk about CTE, he might have a little early version of CTE, especially after that fight with Ulrich Usyk, where he went like berserk afterwards, saying all kinds of crazy, bizarre stuff that I don't even want to repeat on the show. Anyway, today, of course, Jermaine Franklin is going to be the opponent. Now, Jermaine Franklin, of course, went with Dillian White. That was like 4 months ago. Dillian White got the call. I didn't think that Dillian White deserved the fight. But the bottom line is Jermaine Franklin has had a while to tune himself up and to get in shape for this fight. And if he comes in anything less than 200% condition, shame on him, because this is the opportunity of a lifetime. I think he's facing the guy that's been exposed. I mean, he doesn't catch all that well. I'm talking about Josh. He doesn't catch all that well. And he isn't fighting because he wants to fight. He's fighting for the money. And I understand that money is a great motivating factor, this and that. But guess what? Pride and fear are greater motivating factors than money. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So The bottom line is all about money and Anthony Joshua. I'm hoping that Jermaine Franklin kicks the spit out of him today. And when I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an A, Chef. Seriously, it's going to be a 12-round fight. I think it's going to be on the zone. It will be on the zone. Joshua is very big, of course, in the UK, and he's big with women and this, that. But they keep telling me that he's not big with boxing fans and male boxing fans across the pond. And I can understand why, because I think he's a bit of a, you know, that B.I., you know what, bottom line is he ain't much. I wish Jermaine Franklin had a shot here, but he's a 10-1 favorite. Socrates wanted to say that he's picking the underdog here. That's a 10-1 underdog. A lot of money coming in on Joshua. But Joshua's one of those guys where they fake bet him. What I mean by fake are fake, how can I put this? What's the word? In other words, the odds are a little deceptive because they bet him heavily. In other words, he's like Oscar De La Hoya. When De La Hoya fought Bernard Hopkins, he was favored. I mean, I couldn't believe it. He was favored. Well, I was the only one in line, the only non-Mexican in line that bet Hopkins, of course. And I was the only one in line when it came to cashing my ticket in because nobody bet Hopkins in that fight. Imagine that. Bernard Hopkins, the reigning world middleweight champion, sizable size difference. I mean, power difference. I mean, you name it. He's got everything going for him except age against Oscar De La Hoya. And then De La Hoya cuts himself about 3 or 4 days before the fight when he was taking off his wraps. He cut himself in between his thumb and his first finger, and he had to get 3 or 4 stitches on his right hand. So the bottom line is De La Hoya wasn't 100%. And it didn't matter if he was, okay? He was going to get beat, no doubt about that. Size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Today I'm hoping Jermaine Franklin pulls off the big upset, but I just don't see it. Of course, we talked about Richard Comey going with Mr. Ramirez in Fresno, California, of course, last week. That was the WBC 140-pound title eliminator. Regis Progress is the champion. He's sort of calling the shots. I really would like to see him go with the 140-pound guy. I think that Progress is a good fighter. Of course, Josh Taylor at one point in time beat Progress, and I can't figure the Josh Taylor thing out. Of course, Josh Taylor is going to take on Teofimo Lopez, a former lightweight champion, the man that got beat by of all people, George Kambosos. Oh, God. Anyway, bottom line is Teofimo gets a title shot that Jack Catterall should have got. Jack Catterall beat Josh Taylor. I mean, he beat him like a girl. If they were gay and in a relationship, the cops would have arrested him for domestic violence. That's how bad he beat up on him, okay? And, I mean, it wasn't even close. Well, I mean, after 12 rounds, you got up and walked away. Think, yeah, this guy going, no, they went the other way. They gave Josh Taylor the fight. I kid you not. Anyway, bottom line is Josh Taylor and Jack Catterall. It's not going to happen. Josh Taylor is going to take on Teofimo Lopez. And, you know, Teofimo's not what he once was. What do you say after that last fight? Do I still have it? Bottom line is he probably doesn't still have it. I think he was a flash in the pan. I think he was. I think the fact that they got him to produce at such a high level early on, I think it has to do with a stellar amateur background and the fact that I think at this point in time, Teofimo is burnt out. But Joshua and Franklin, a 10-1 favorite. Man, a 10-1 fight. I'm not bad on that one. Anyway, get this. Isaac Dogbo. I met him at a WBO convention, I guess about 3 or 4 years ago. He was the 122-pound champion at one time point in time. But he was like partying and living the high life. I think we were in Panama. And I'm saying to myself, you know, if I had a fight in 5 weeks, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. I mean, No. I don't need to see chicks dancing and go to parties and go to a convention. No. I'm the world. I need to be defending. You know, what happened? You got licked like a stamp. Bottom line is, that's just the way it is. Anyway, Dogbo tonight, take on a guy who I have a hard time with his name, but has come to us on ESPN Plus Saturday night from the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, brought to you by Tony Holden, my main man. Tony Holden's a good guy. Tony Holden's the promoter extraordinaire out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Of course, he's the one that put together Let's Get It On Boxing. I was part of that boxing team with myself, the late Mills Lane, and Al Bernstein. Of course, we were the hottest team going until Mills had a stroke. And CBS TV said we were so hot, they sent us a contract. They wanted to hire us. And Mills had a stroke. I mean, God bless Mills. Mills, rest in peace, of course, died a couple of months ago. But he was, I told you about this when we went running a couple of times. We were on the road. As broadcast partners, we traveled around the world, around the country together. So anyway, one time in Cincinnati, Ohio, he says to me, hey, Pedro, you want to run? I said, okay. So I got out there running. The guy's like 10, 15 years older than me, 20 years older. Man, come on, man. You know, what could happen when you're running with this guy? We're going 5 miles. No, I'm not going 5 miles. It's hot as hell out here. What are you, crazy? Anyway, let's go 3 miles. So we went 3 miles, and get this, he was doing sub 9 minute miles. He was doing 8:20s, 8:15s. I mean, this guy's like, you know, way, way up there as far as his age was concerned. But the bottom line is, that's what Mills was all about. Mills Lane, of course, passed away a couple of months ago. Let's get it on. He got mad at me only one time. Only one time. In all our time together, he only got mad at me is when I questioned him on why he didn't disqualify Mike Tyson for biting Evander Holyfield the first time. I mean, why did you wait until he bit him the second time? Why, come on, you sort of committed the ultimate foul the first time. Anyway, Mills like grumbled at me this and that. I remember I was there ringside sitting in the second row that night, and Mark Ratner was the head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, and this is what he said to Mills Lane, and listen to my words. So he's telling Mills what to do. Mills, you don't really want to disqualify Mike Tyson, do you? That's what he said. Mills, you really don't want to, Mike. I mean, that's what he's telling Mills, right? And Mills going, Mills didn't know what to do. Mike Mills wanted to disqualify him. He should have been disqualified the first time. Of course, the bite fight. These guys have made up, Evander Holyfield and Mike Tyson. In fact, they've gotten together, they formed a partnership, and they're selling marijuana gummies. I kid you not. They're called ears. They're shaped like ears, like Holyfield's ear. I kid you not. Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield making money in the world of cannabis. Anyway, tonight, of course, Isaac Dogbo. I'm going to say, I'm not too high on Isaac Dogbo. I just dogged him pretty good. But his opponent, Robeson Ramirez, is undefeated, without a doubt. These guys are going to vie at 126 pounds, I think, for a WBO 126-pound title. Of course, as I said, ESPN Plus, Tony Holden's promoting. And Tony, back to Tony just for a second. You know, I went all over the country with that guy, and he was a wonderful man, and his father was a wonderful guy, and his mother was a nice lady, and his wife was a wonderful woman. I mean, I can never say anything negative about the Holdens. I really can't. Except, you're not working me anymore, Tony. I need a gig. Bottom line is, I love to go back on TV anyway. No, his son, Bryce Holden, has sort of taken over the promotional ties of the company to an extent. Of course, he's the one that put together the Jake Paul events. And of course, Jake Paul losing that last time out to Tommy Fury. That was a mistake, man. They should have put Jake Paul in with Daniel. I mean, that every time. Listen, the first time he would have fought Daniel, Daniel would have had a beard. The second time he fought Daniel, Daniel would have had his hair dyed. I mean, we would just switch Daniel's name up. We'd have taken him down to City Hall and changed his name or something like that. But the bottom line is, we'd have fought nothing but guys that we could have beat. And they put him in with a guy that with a big mouth that talked a good game who got under Jake Paul's skin. Allegedly, because I said, hey, this is a bad fight. Don't take it. The guy can box. You don't want to fight a boxer. If you're not if you can't box. I mean, because to be honest, Jake Paul's got basic 1-2-3s, but he's not a killer. He's not a guy. He's not going to be the next Cassius Clay. Marvin Hagler's not rolling over his grave. Nothing like that, okay? But he's fundamentally sound, and he's in good shape, and he's an attraction, and he sells tickets, and people want to see him, and this is a YouTube. Call him what you want, an attraction. But the bottom line is you don't mess up the attraction. And according to the Holdens, it was all about Jake Paul and his father, his manager father, supposedly, saying, you know, we want to take on Tommy Fury. We don't want to fight anybody else. They should have fought Daniel another 6 or 7 times and said they ruined it. Anyway, Jake Paul, God knows what he's going to do as far as the future is concerned. But the ESPN Plus fight tonight, of course, Ramirez, Nick Tabak, 11-1, taking on, of course, Isaac Dogbo. Not a big Dogbo fan, but that'll be on ESPN Plus tonight, of course. Boxing coming to you live from Las Vegas. Straight up, the pound-for-pound era, I keep talking about that, or the pound-for-pound crown, I keep talking about that week after week, because people keep sending me, well, is David Benavidez the best fighter pound-for-pound coming off that win over Caleb Plant? Listen, there is no best fighter pound-for-pound right now. It's sort of the title is vacant. I can't understand why you guys can't roll with that. It's vacant. And the reason why I say that is there's nobody in any particular division that could beat anybody in any other division without a doubt. That's what the pound-for-pound king means. In other words, if you can have a pound-for-pound fighter at 125 pounds, 126 pounds, okay, a featherweight. That doesn't mean that he can beat guys at 140 pounds, 147 pounds. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you is if he was the same weight as those guys, he would beat them. That is the pound-for-pound, the illusional pound-for-pound king of boxing, the mythical tale, and that's how it rolls. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Daniel's on the other side of the board today taking all the heat. That's right, you know, we're trying to get him in a fight here. We got him training. He's running around the block. Around the block? Seriously, trying to get him in a fight. No, I'm just kidding. I can't. I'm not trying to turn out my producers. But they do need a guy for a 4-rounder tonight in Bakersfield if you want to go down. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So I'm back to looking at this edition of Flash Magazine, of course, February 20, 1989. The interview with Ray Leonard and myself, praise, criticize, and free Pedro Fernandez and Sugar Ray Leonard. Marlon Starling, our ringside view, of course, Marlon Starling, the world welterweight champion, taking the title away from Lloyd Hunnigan, and would defend in the next fight against Mark Breland, of course, the Olympic gold medalist. That was April 15th, 1980. Wow, I can't believe it, 1989. Anyway, Boom Boom Mancini's interview here, in here with him. Of course, Eric Bocci did that. Jack K.O. Obermeyer, may he rest in peace, for K.O. Jail from the old days. God, what a godfather and boxing writers he was. He talks about Darren Van Horn being upset. Bottom line is, there's all kinds of crazy stuff in this magazine. We go to the odds maker. Of course, I'm talking about Herbie Hoops Lambeck, talking about these odds. Iran Barkley, 12-5 over Roberto Duran. Of course, Roberto Duran would come off and pull off the upset there, dropping Barkley in the 11th round with a five-punch combination, probably the best combination ever thrown in the history of boxing, especially in Duran's career. Mike Tyson was set to fight Frank Bruno. He was a 10-1 favorite. Azuma Nelson was a 2-1 favorite over Mario Martinez. Julian Jackson, a 10-1 favorite over Francisco de Jesus. And James Douglas was a 3-1 favorite over Trevor Burbitt. Of course, James Douglas being the former world heavyweight champion, James Buster Douglas, of course, who would upset the world heavyweight champion just a few months later. I'm talking about Mike Tyson. The meltdown of Iron Mike. man, Mike just had too many chicks. Mike was getting laid. That's what was going on there in Tokyo. Mike was like doing blow. Forget the weed. He was doing blow. He was doing girls. He was doing geishas. And people say to me, oh, you know, that led to Mike Tyson getting upset. No, 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 no. Let me tell you, I think if Mike Tyson was at his best game that night, I think Buster Douglas had his number. Buster Douglas was going to beat him. There's no doubt about it. He was 6'4". He had size. He could pop. He had a decent jab. And he had good movement. I mean, when Buster was on, Buster was on. Unfortunately, Buster was only on one night in his entire life. The rest of the time, he was just a fat, lazy pig. I mean, he just is. I mean, I went back to spend time with him. I'll cut this real short, but I went back to spend time with him after he won the title. Of course, we became pals on the phone, that kind of good stuff. So I went back to spend some time with him, and he had 5 meals in one day. 5 meals! I mean, breakfast, like, it, you know, before he got out of the house, and he had, like, lunch at, like, 10 o'clock, and then lunch again at noon, and then lunch again at 3, and then we'd have dinner again at 5, and then he'd eat big dinner at 7:30 or 8 o'clock. God knows we ate at home. Bottom line is, that was Buster the Buffet Burglar. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast. Catch our Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live on these same stations. Till next time, this is Ring Talk. Thank you so much for listening. We are a production of the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.